and he includes his aspiration that our wisdom of listening, reflecting and meditation will increase more and more, and that we thus may be able to work for the benefit of limitless beings. Rinpoche asks us to develop the enlightened attitude as we did before.
Tene ta talam parudo simba drog zogpa yun tenji goni dhapani ye ma mime yikin kandro ma ma ritu nremki nyamsa lang hisaba songde ta yikin kandro ma lan rikye mokabase ma ritu nremki nyamsa lang ma kirang ritu wimpa ritu nremki tene tambe chu nyamsa lang mare dhapare nyamsa lang ma chik tongpa nyele ne ma chik tongpa nyele ne si chite tongpa nyeje tong to de ne pa chu tam che je ne lok tongpa nyeje tong to de ne si chite si pang korban de si pe sem jen je tong to ne pa tuen da yin sari tongpa nyele se nami tongpa nyele se nami si chite tong nye rang ka ngo la Prabhupada Travare Senna Yomare Tandi Kabja Senna Miki Pate Majik Tungpa Nyeje Tung To King Sipa Simjin Ji Tung To Nebe Tene Tungpa Nyeje Tung To Kwa Senna Ngubo La Senna Yomare Jumsen Kare Senna Tene Seta Nangka Chu Tamche Kunzo Duju Jin Tende Tso Tange Nama Milam Tavu Juma Tavu Choda Tavu Mikje tabar, to hing, tuandang tongpa nyeje tong tokwa sena, ngubo chola, jubze longju ngubo kanlaya sena yamare. Longju la sena mina, tene, jimpa parada senpa rangin ji zogare. Ti sena, jimpa parada senpa, rangin ji zogpa mi, likpar zogpa, zogpa sena, tene, santa lo. Jinpa dzogpa chi la, tene gosong gupa jinpyu santa lo zemre. Jinpa parsing dzogpa goni dhrupa.
This is the praise of the six parameters perfected within Machi Labdhan. It reads, Kye my mother, wisdom Dakini, beyond being of humankind. Mother, wandering mountain retreats, you pursue experience. Mother, you abide in emptiness, emptiness is without avarice. Generosity you have perfected, I prostrate to you, Mother. The first line, my mother, wisdom Dakini, beyond being of humankind. Rinpoche gave commentaries before already. Second line, mother, wandering mountain retreats, you pursue experience. Actually, this pursue experience is a translation for you are practicing. This Nyamsu Lengwa somehow has both meanings or implies practicing. While practicing, you get experience. That was the only thing that fit into the line, if you have some better translation. This describes Machik Labdhan, who goes or who went into isolated retreats, mountain retreats, to practice the genuine Dharma there. And due to practicing the genuine Dharma, she realized emptiness. This is why in the next line it is described, Mother, you abide in emptiness. To abide here means she has realized the meaning of emptiness. Therefore, she abides within emptiness. And abiding here stands for that she still abides within samsara to work for the benefit of all samsaric beings. Emptiness is without avarice. Since Machik Lapchan has realized the meaning of emptiness, she knows that emptiness is freedom of all mental elaboration, and therefore she has no avarice or no greed to any worldly things whatsoever. She has no greed, no avarice to any inner or outer phenomena. Inner and outer phenomena are just merely coming about due to the accumulation of causes and conditions. They are just only mere appearances, and therefore there is no need to have avarice towards them. All inner and outer phenomena are just like dreams, illusions, the reflection of the moon in the water, and so on. Therefore there is no need for avarice. In this way, Gyalpa Dendrup prostrates to his mother. Oh no, because there is no need to avarice, because she has realized emptiness, she has naturally perfected the perfection or the parameter of generosity. In this way, Gyalpa Dendrup prostrates to his mother with body, speech and mind, and with great respect in that she has perfected the perfection of generosity.
Kang jinz ngopo jinz zuo de lu re de long ju re jinza lu dang long ju jinza de ni lan ba pu den ba tong an po son na den ba ri hen ba yu na den ba ri hen ba de che pe jin ba tong an den ji ten be jin ba re de ni jinza lan ba po tong an po son na den ba ri hen ba ma ba
Concerning generosity, all these things you are generous with, or all the objects you practice generosity with, that what is to be the things which have to be enjoyed by others to whom you offer, all the objects of offering, the best of that is your mind. So what concerns generosity, there is first of all the object of offering, then secondly there is the one who takes this objects or who takes these offerings, and thirdly there's the one who gives these offerings. A worldly generosity would then be to take all the objects of offerings, those who take the offerings and who gives the offerings as truly existent. That makes it a worldly offering. But here it is not a worldly offering. Here Machik Lapchan does neither take the object of offering, nor the one who takes it, nor herself who gives it, to be truly existent. She knows that the object, the taker, and the giver are just mere appearances. They come about due to the accumulation of causes and conditions, and are like illusions, dreams, and the reflection of the moon in the water. Therefore, she practiced generosity upon her realization of emptiness. This is a generosity which is beyond a worldly generosity, the generosity of female and male Aryas.
Tinandi kapsa jimba dzogpa ten jikten len tepe jimba dzogpa goni.
When Gyalpa Dendrup praises her mother, his mother here, as having perfected generosity, then he talks about this generosity that which is beyond the world or beyond worldly generosity.
Ma chi tong ba ni la ne tong ba ni la cha ba ma chu tem zo la sa za du hi sa ma tong bo la.
next verse reads, Mother, you abide in emptiness. Emptiness is without iniquity. Proper conduct you have perfected. I prostrate to you, Mother.
Matik tongba ni la ne se jete chekware telen de he mugu serva. Ta tongba ni la charpa mi. Tongba ni la charpa mi se jete char se jete chotem charpa. Chotem charpa chotem dang garwa la songwa la charpa se gre. Tongba ni la charpa mi se jete ta matik lab jo de ma chu tham che je ne lo tongba ni je dong won som to to be se na charpa yo ma. Chotem charpa yo ma. Sotem charpa de, deni, ngubola denbari kemba. Ngubola denbari kemba yonan charpa yongre, ngubola denbari kemba meba. Chutamje juma malam tabu tobu seno, deni charpa yomar, malam ngokiba laure. Di seno, sotem charpa mebe seno, deni ma cherang sotem yonzo zobare. Jigdin len debe sotem yonzo zobe, ama chula, ne? Sansalo. Ah, poke sansalo. They put in the sansalo.
Mother, you abide in emptiness. There doesn't need to be any commentary on this line. Emptiness is without iniquity. This word I translated as iniquity is chalva in Tibetan. Usually it means corruption. A Rinpoche describes it here as that your right conduct, or that your that your right conduct decreases or is corrupted, or that you go against right conduct. Iniquity was the word I found in my thesaurus. Let's see what your reaction is.
Good word. Good word.
No. You, mother, you,
you, mother,
you know that all phenomena, or that the true nature of all phenomena is emptiness. You have directly realized the emptiness of all phenomena. Therefore, you don't have any clinging to things as being true anymore. If one has clinging to things as being true, then one has corrupted one's proper conduct. But Machik Labdrin knows the true nature of all phenomena. Therefore, her conduct is not corrupted, right conduct. But she has perfected her right conduct. In this way, Yavadendra prostrates to his mother, saying, I, your son, prostrate to you, my mother, because you have perfected proper conduct.
The new Sotram Lion, Jigdin, but Sotram, then Jigdin and the Ebbets Sotram Nire, Jigdin, but Sotram de Sonsa Kange, Somba Bukange, Sort Jetter Somba, Son Sort Jetter Somba Somla, the new Denbar Hembatang, Ranginji Dropper Hembatang, Upper Hemba Yuna, the Sotram, then Jigdin, but Sotram Re Jigdin Be, then Ravumato, Son Tumare. Ta Sonza, Sonza, Somba Po, Sonza Kangi, Somba Po Kanga, So Jetter Somba Sombote, the name Melangon Hibatabo. Chana, Denbari Hemba Maba, Zimba Maba, Zeman Zimba Maba. Chona, the name Jigdin Lendebe, Sotemre, Sotemte, Jigdin Lendebe, Sotemte, and Papasato go. This is a magic lab drama. Then, Jigdin Lendebe, Cherang, Charpa Mabesena, Jigdin Lendebe, Sotem Yonzo Zobarendo. Jigdin Lendebe, Ma Cherang, Jigdin Lendebe, Sotem Yonzo Zobatis, and no, Dinning, eh, Ponga, Pajava Tendong, eh, Gosom Quiba, Chimbukoni, Sansari. Then, Mina Sansari Mariam. Then, Dow Mina, Amala Sansari. Boka amala santa yakaleka.
Also proper conduct or discipline, or however you want to call it, is divided into two, namely worldly proper conduct and that which is beyond the world. If you think there's right conduct to be guarded, if you think there's something to be guarded, and if you think there is somebody who guards it, and if you think there's a way of guarding it, if you think all of these three are truly existent, then this is just worldly proper conduct. If you think that the object to be guarded, somebody who guards it, and the way to guard it are truly existent, or that they naturally exist, or that they think exist as things, if you cling to them in that way, then it is worldly conduct. But as worldly beings, this is the only way how we can guard our proper conduct. Machik Labdrön, however, she has proper conduct which is beyond worldly conduct. She knows that neither the object to be guarded, nor the one who guards it, and nor the way how you guard it, are truly existent. She has this proper conduct which is like having recognized a dream. When you recognize a dream, then you know that all of these three are not truly existent. For this proper conduct, which is beyond worldly conduct, you have to have reached the Arya Bhumis. Since Machik Labdrön has no iniquity or no corruption of her conduct, she has perfected her conduct, namely the conduct which is beyond worldly conduct. And this is why her son Gyalvardendrup says here, "I, your son, I prostrate to you who has perfected her right conduct with my body, speech and mind, and with great respect." If she didn't have perfected this right conduct, he probably might not prostrate to her. For excellent right conduct, you have to have realized the meaning of emptiness. This means you don't cling to these three spheres as being truly existent, namely the sphere of somebody, something to be guarded, somebody who guards, and the way of guarding. But if you still have clinging to these three spheres as being truly existent, then your right conduct is not authentic, or it is not complete. Because if you cling to these three spheres as truly existent, you might think, "I have a good conduct," and thus your pride increases. Or you might think, "I have to increase my proper conduct," and thus you conceptualize it. But once you have realized the meaning of emptiness, then you will neither have this pride thinking you have good conduct, nor conceptualization of that you have to increase it. And thus, then, your right conduct will be perfected.
Ma ti tong ba ni le ne tong ba ni la kong zhong ni ma zhe ba zuo le san zhe lu.
The next lines read, "Mother, you abide in emptiness. Emptiness is without anger. Tolerance you have perfected. I prostrate to your mother."
Ma ti che rang tong ba ni ji tong to de ji bang kor ban de ji pe sin jin ji tong de ne ge lu. Tongba ni la kong zhong mi. Tongba ni ji tong to na gang chuo bi yor, kong zhong jie bi yor, zha wo, jiu ma ta wo, mi lam ta wo, chuo da ta wo, tou bi se na, zha wo li ding yin mei bi se na, teni kong zhong mei bi ren do. Tamati Kiran Tumbaniji don't talk a double of condomodo. Condromina, tene Tumbani tone, condromabaina, tene zerba zobare. Matera, zerba part of the simba. Yonzo zobarendo. This and me Santalo, the chibas.
Father, you abide in emptiness. Again, describes here that Matrik Labdrin has realized the meaning of emptiness and therefore she abides within samsara for the benefit of beings. Within emptiness, there is no anger. She has realized that all objects you can have anger to, as for example enemies, are not truly existent. They are just merely like illusions, dreams, or the reflection of the moon in the water, not truly existent. Therefore, she does not cling to them as being true. In this way, not clinging to any enemies as being true, you have no anger against any enemy at all. And thus, you have perfected the parameter of patience, or as I said here, tolerance. And because she has perfected the parameter of patience, Gyalwa Denjup prostrates to her.
Dine zöpa layang, mjiktenpa zöpa nöpar sepa po drago kanji ke, nöpas drabi nöpas sabi yor dala, No passebet sor, go than yinla jeba. Soncha tekpa la sober, leka candidates in the young. Sepe capso, tell a damper zerpen corsum la damper hemba yuna. Damper hemba yerpa goni zerpa gomna. Sem mantroba sen a zabzab zovaina, yikimba zovare. Then a zerpen corsum ten nerva sepa poyan, malam tau, malam jitiva tau. Nerva sava yor, dark a lujan. Tene, Juma Malam Tabo, Gotan Yinan Jebatan, Jukwa Tsunjatan, Yukwa Kanumba Lasova, Nerpa Savayan Juma Malam Tabo Tona, Kunzo the Jujin Tendezo Tosanje, Nama Juma Malam Chuda Tabo, Tendan Tongbani to Tona, Tene Jitin Lendebe, and so forth.
Also, patience or tolerance is divided into two, into worldly patience and patience beyond the world. Again, it concerns the three spheres. For worldly patience, you think that the one who is harming you or who is the harmer, that he or she is truly existent. You think that the objects of harming, namely I myself, who is harmed, is truly existent. And you also think there is a truly existent way of harming, no matter how it is, whether your head is cut off or your limbs are chopped off with weapons or however. This is the worldly type of patience, where you think that the three spheres are truly existent. You would meditate with this clinging to them as being true and thus develop your patience. This is the worldly patience. But the patience which is beyond worldly patience, in that one you know that the one who is harming like an enemy, that he or she is just only like an illusion or like a dream. That the object to be harmed, your own body, is also only like an illusion or like a dream, and that the way how it is harmed, be the head cut off or whatever, also is just an illusory or dream-like way of harming. All the three spheres just come about due to the accumulation of causes and conditions, and therefore are just mere appearances. Once you have realized this meaning of emptiness, then you have developed patience which is beyond the world.
Tene tongba ni je tong ma to pa ka se le tambo be zeba gom so sanje samba ze zeba gom gondo gomsor uman jopale patin dawa takpa cindakete cindakete ke kontru chung som tele dokpa yuntin som ting go par sombare kontru chung som kare kontru na madok ba zok to en pechung tangbo kontru maza pa kap so dong zipo yapo yu na kontru sa tu madok ba zok so chor pechung pen jik so rong cha ndo yire yi to mong ba cha ndo yire te a tangbo te ting go o nga kontru sa tu madok ba zok to en jik so rong ting ke Ranke, Nede, so young Gita Java Chagre, Madok Zok Tengre, Tangote. Nepa Tamba Main Bata Tengre, Na, Jiba Tamba Tamba Sijiti, Holy Sigidova, Tamba Main Bata Tengreta, Na Kondo Sana, Jiba Tamba Main Bata Tengre, Nibate. Somebody, Nanam Jun Tondogre, Hiram Nandogre, Nar Love Jun Sepa Yangi, Sapata Kabahi. Nar lob jung sepa swa ji dogre lapsa, hiram nyam dogre, jung somte. Ta yuente te ti dokso somre, kontro mazan drabu neba se na yung kontro mazan zung zipo manyam ba. Jiba tamba mayin ba ta mdong ba, jiba tamba dokso ka ta mdong ba. Nam ju ji hiram manyam hing prwe, yuente somte te ten zoba gong guba sombare. Patin dawa tak pe chintak. Cinta kerti, acarya cinta kerti, matem maka awatara le.
As long as we don't have realized emptiness, we still practice patience. As a bodhisattva should practice patience. But there are some faults which are described, faults of anger, which are described by Acharya Chandrakirti in his text Madhyamaka Avatara. He describes three faults of anger to help us practice patience. The first fault of anger is that our body becomes very ugly, our beauty, we turn into an ugly person when we are angry. Therefore, you should think, when I'm angry I become very ugly, and it might be even that my relatives and close friends might be frightened. The second fault of being angry, that is that you, yeah, if you translate it word by word, you show signs which are not genuine. Dila Java tots it in Dampa Mayim.
Jiba Tamba Mayimbata. Jiba Tamba Holy Man. Jiba Tamba Mayimbata Dungri. Holy Man Mayimbata Dungri.
So you show yourself as being not a genuine being. This is a second fault. And the third fault is that all the outcome of your study, all your wisdom and intelligence you accumulated so far will decrease because of anger. In this way there are three faults of anger being described by Chandrakirti. But he also describes the qualities of not being angry, as there are three also. First of all, not being angry, your beauty will never fade. That means you won't become ugly with an angry face. Secondly, also, you can present yourself as a genuine being. Thirdly, your wisdom and your intelligence you have increased so far will not fade away.
Ma che tomba ni le ne tomba ni le le lo mi ma zun du zo lo san sa lo.
The next lines read, Mother, you abide in emptiness. Emptiness is without laziness. Joyous effort you have perfected. I prostrate to you, Mother.
Tongban yila lelomi, sa tangbol and him gose. Tongban yila lelomi. Tongban yi ma chiran, tongban yi jeton tovasena, chiran lelo yoma. Lelo sejetia, teni nawala denbari chamber, lula denbari chamber, semla denbari chamber, tang chamber la denbari chamber yoma, teni lelo chagoyer. Tony jeton to on kanga jomata imbisena, teni lula denbari chamber me. Sena denbar chamber me, tongue chevala denbar chamber me. I take this. This is a chiran lelomdo. Lelo me besena, turned to doxo lelore, turned to doxo lelole, lelo len debam, lelo pambesena, chiran turned to yonsu zogwarin. Turned to yonsu zogwar yabesena, then amateran and that's answer.
Mother, you abide in emptiness. For that we don't need a commentary. Emptiness is without laziness. Majik Lapchen has realized the meaning of emptiness. Therefore, she is not lazy. Laziness just means that one takes the appearances to be truly existent. You take your body to be truly existent, you take your mind to be truly existent, you take your tiredness to be truly existent. If you think, oh, I'm tired, then this is laziness. But Majik Lapchen abides within emptiness where there is no laziness. Therefore, she has perfected joy's effort or diligence, which is the direct opposite of laziness. She knows that all appearances don't truly exist, that her own body doesn't truly exist, that her mind doesn't truly exist, and her tiredness doesn't truly exist. Therefore, she is praised here as the one who has perfected joyous effort.
Tene tongpa nye ma to na, tene nga thang che song sampa, thang che pa la den par hi. Tanga tanke ba de meba zongo go sambetini, lelo chagir. Tuni dona tenda umebrin.
As long as we have not realized emptiness, we take our tiredness to be truly existent. We think, now I'm tired, and take that to be truly existent. And then we apply means to get rid of this tiredness or boredom, maybe. But this effort is not joyous effort. If we still think that our tiredness is something truly existent, we don't have perfected the parameter of joyous effort.
Dene tsundu layang, jikdeen pa tsundu te, sa tsarwa la sope, tsundu sabi yor kangla, tsomba po kange, tsor cheta tsundu seba somna, denbar hienba. Mala ngo mahi banda wo denbar hienba yuna,
Also, diligence or joyous effort is described in two ways. Worldly joyous effort and that which is beyond worldly joyous effort. Worldly joyous effort would, for example, applying it to prostrating, it would mean that we take the object we are prostrating to as being truly existent, that the one who does the prostration is truly existent, and the way how we do the prostration is truly existent. If we take these three spheres to be truly existent, then we prostrate in a way in which is like not recognizing a dream. And this is worldly diligence or worldly joyous effort, or you could also call it mere diligence or just diligence. But once we have realized emptiness, then we have understood the meaning of emptiness within all the three spheres. We know that on a relative level, the three spheres exist like an illusion or like a dream, but from the absolute point of view, they don't truly exist. This diligence, then, is beyond worldly diligence.
Mati tongba ni la ne tongba ni la yovami. Ma samdin zo la sa za lo chi za vas.
The next line reads, Mother, you abide in emptiness, emptiness is without trouble. Stable mind you have perfected, I prostrate to you, Mother.
Mati kerang, chu tam che che ne lo tongba ni ngon sum to do ne yang, korva sin chi ji tong do, korva le ne ten do dong zi gino. Ten yin na yang, ting yin zin sam tin le yo wa me parin do, tongba ni le yo wa me, tongba ni ji tong ngon sum to do na, teni, den yin ji tokpe yo wa yo ma re. Kerang la, den yin am, chen chen ji tokpe yo wa me parin do. Chen chen ji, tokpe yoba tinge zin samdin ji dokso te zin ji tokpe yoba ninang ge yoba re nina nin zin ji yoba me be sen na ma cherang samdin ji paru de sen ba yong zu zo gore di sen na samdin ji paru de sen be nyam ne yong zu zo gu cha ni yuen tin la samde ne go song ko ba jin bu san sa
Mother, you abide in emptiness. Again, it describes Machik Labdren, having realized the true nature of all phenomena as being empty. And still, although she realized the true nature of phenomena as being empty, still she abides within samsara for the benefit of beings. Emptiness is without trouble. The word I translated as trouble here is yoga, movement. And this is referring to movement of concepts. Since you have directly realized the meaning of emptiness, you are no longer moved by concepts which cling to existence. You are no longer moved by concepts which have dualistic clinging or which involve dualistic clinging. Not being, this movement is caused by dualistic clinging or by clinging to things as being truly existent. But since Machik Labdren has realized emptiness, she does not have such kind of trouble or movement. And in this way, she has perfected the parameter of stable mind, also sometimes called stable meditation states. In this way, Gyawa Dendrup praises this quality that she has perfected stable mind and prostrates with body, speech, and mind in great respect to his mother.
Tene samtin layang kang gombe samtin tang gomza tang gomba po tang gomba tsor som la tene denbar hemba yon na jikten pe samtin gomzo re samtin jim khor som demi jima tabur to na tene
Also concerning the stable mind or stable meditation states, there is a worldly parameter of stable mind and one which is beyond the world. If one considers the three spheres of meditation to be truly existent, in that one thinks there is an object to be meditated, somebody who does the meditation, and a way in which it is done, then this is worldly stable mind or meditation states. If you go beyond that, in that you know that all the three spheres don't truly exist and that they just appear like illusions and like a dream, then this is the parameter of stable mind which is beyond the world.
Nga samting gomba po yin sambe, nga jar tang, samting mokomba la chi su tang, samting gomba po la, tini chado tang dendor je sem yungu yore. Jikting len tepe samting yung na, tini tenrawo yungu mara.
As long as we practice the worldly type of stable meditation states, we continue thinking, I am the one who is meditating stable mind, or is practicing his stable mind, and thus we develop pride, some pride that we are meditating. And together with this pride, there will be jealousy and so on. But once you have understood, or once you have realized emptiness and you practice stable mind, which is beyond this world, then pride, jealousy and so on won't be there.
Magic tongba nila ni tongba nila tamomi ma hirab zola sansalo.
The next lines read, Mother, you abide in emptiness. Emptiness is without ignorance. Prajna wisdom you have perfected, I prostrate to your mother.
Magic kiran chu tamje je nelo drupa dang trawa yom hirab je parud se magondo ngonsom do to te sipe simji namje tondo drupa na cho je gonin kovar nebarendo. This is no tuni tongba ni je tong ngonsom do to kwa la tumong me tuni tuni te to san ta to kwa tong tambe tembare te to na tene ma to pa marek pam tumog le togre tendan tok pa se na ma to pa tumog me bare dene tumog me pa se na tumog le togre se na ma che na hirab yong su zo kware na hirab je par se yong su zo kware hirab je par se yong su zo kwa ma che la go song ko pa chim bisan.
Mother, you abide in emptiness. Actually, I should change this line. It should read something like, Mother, you abide having realized emptiness, or whatever. Because it always, Rinpoche comments here, always saying that Magic Labdren has realized the true nature of all phenomena, which is freedom of all mental elaboration. She has directly realized the meaning of the Great Mother, Prajna Paramita, and therefore she abides within samsara to be able to work for the benefit of beings. And since she has realized emptiness or the meaning of emptiness directly, there is no ignorance, or she has no ignorance. The ultimate object to be realized is emptiness. It is the absolute truth. And once you have realized the absolute truth, there is no ignorance anymore. It is liberation of ignorance. This is what Magic Labdren has reached. Therefore, she is beyond ignorance. And being beyond ignorance, she has perfected the paramita of prajna, of superior knowledge. And therefore, Gyavadendra praises her mother, having perfected prajna. Therefore, he prostrates to her with body, speech, and mind, and with great respect.
Dene hirab layengi timbe hirab dhamme patan tungba niso hivza kangi hipa po kangi so chetar hipa la dembar hemba yuna. Dene te jiktimbe hirab re jiktimbe hiso re. Hirab jung korsom la dembari hemba mina, tenen jiktin la debi hirab.
Again, also prajna has two forms, namely the worldly prajna and that one which is beyond the world. If you take the three spheres to be truly existent, then this is worldly prajna. You might think that there is something to be known, be it emptiness, selflessness, and so on, that this does truly exist. You might think that there is somebody truly existent who has to know that, and there is a truly existent way of knowing it. This would be worldly prajna. Once you have understood or directly realized emptiness, you know that on an absolute level, these are not true, the three spheres are not true, therefore you pass beyond worldly prajna, and you practice, you have prajna which is beyond the world.
Then, jigdenbe hirab ti, Hirab yona yang, rang hirab jin yin, na hirab jin buen sanpa nga jatang, hirab meba la chi su tang, hirab jin yin da la tini, dendor jin namdo yungare, hachan ya po yawa ma. Likting lin debi hirab la yona, te tenda wu yung ma.
Dendor jin?
Yang na tado jin na digre.
If we have this worldly prajna, then no matter whether we are intelligent or not, if we think I am very intelligent, then pride arises. And together with this pride, thinking I am very intelligent, then we are jealous upon others and rivalry will increase. But once we have passed beyond worldly prajna, this won't happen.
Then in Jigdin and Debe, Hirab Yun and Jigdin and Debe, Hirab La Tinte, Tinne, Ninzeam, Trunang, Tinne, Ninzein, Dan Trunang, Rantor than Rodu.
Once we have reached Prajna, which is beyond worldly Prajna, then we are able, based on that, to self-liberate our dualistic clinging. Of a clinging to perceived and perceiver, and we are able to self-liberate all mistaken appearances or delusion-based appearances.
Tene chepar to saja chempi lola hirab jim korsom la denbar zimba la sope namdo kandeji chona yang namdo te panang panang meba namdo ke ne lo ke ngangdo nyambar ya te randur to seba randur zundo.
Especially in the tradition of Mahamudra, we work with the three spheres of prajna. If a concept which takes these three spheres of prajna to be truly existent arises, then we neither apply abandoning nor adoption. We neither try to abandon it, this concept, nor we try to adopt another one. But we abide within the true nature of this concept.
Dor dona ta saje chimbi lola din nam to kang chi je ngor hirap ji me ki che che te te man thong ba ngang do ra wa zo ji yang de ge.
In brief, how one practices in Mahamudra is whatever concept arises, we look at the essential nature of this concept with our eye of intelligence and abide within not seeing anything. The mind settled within itself, relaxed.
Jarva Gwatsangpe Rangge Semla Jirje Tu Mantongangdo Su Jiko Songpare.
As Gyalpa Gertsampa described it when he said, look straight at your own mind and abide self-settled, relaxed within not seeing it.
Ta paru senpa toga go ni riri hindu to tsate ta nyambo dute to yabare. Ma paru senro tola nga yanda tondo nrobangu.
That has finished now to explain the parameters individually. And in the last verse, Gyalpa Dundrup praises his mother having all the parameters together. It reads, mother, you possess the six parameters within your mind. Having realized the ultimate meaning, you are the being's guardian. Machik, my mother, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
Amala jerang parudu senpa to tokla ngawa parudu senpa to ke nyami ngondu chobare tokla ngawa ngondu chobare yanda tonto yang takpa te ton tampa denpa re yang takpa ton tampa denpa ngonsom to tokpa senan roba namjian ngondu chobare Tony, you don't on the papa sat over and drove and go on his autograph. मातो पे काब से रंगला या रावण यो मारे ड्रोबन घूमतो जो रिहिरा जो तो गये मारे ताचेरंग ड्रोबन घूम रही तो यंग थापा तुम्बा निजे तुम्बा सुन तो तोपन भामा ही बसे ना चेरंग ड्रोबन नाम जे चाप दांग घूम रहे घूम जो तो गये तो माचिक ची लसां तो लो ती से ना यंग यंग था तो इन तो ड्रोबन घूम तो चुरपे दनी माचिक ची ला गोसों कुबा चेंबे सां सार किंग तो दो सां सार वा माजे तो बा यंग जोगे
Whether you possess the six parameters within your mind refers to that she has actualized the six parameters. Due to her practice, she actualized the six, or due to practicing them, she has actualized the six parameters. She has realized, you have realized the ultimate meaning means that she has realized the absolute truth, and therefore she is actually able to be the being's guardian. She is truly able to guard and protect beings. If somebody who does not have realized the ultimate truth, they might try to protect beings, but they are not completely or fully able to protect beings, just a little bit. But since Machik Lapchen has directly realized the ultimate meaning, she is a true protector of all sentient beings. She is able to give refuge to all sentient beings. In this way, Gyalwa Dondrup praises his mother, who has realized the ultimate meaning and who is a protector and the refuge for all sentient beings. He not only prostrates to her, but he also offers praise.
Majik toba te tamje se jete donkan go yin toba tam, de tanga rezon, te tamje se jarwa tundub jinze pao. Se jarwa tundub jinze pao.
All these praises, meaning the praises being offered at the four doors of the cremation shrine, plus this one, which is about the parameters, the fifth one, all these five praises to Machik were composed by her son, Gyalwa Dondrup.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'll tell you. And they hear the sabar, but I'll let you down there.
I'm going to go to the hospital. La tu tu songe tashi, pata tame tu je tashi, jaru ku tong tong tu tashi.
Tini sang, jarwa goi sang pe, ne da je hikere.
Ne da,
ne su tak.
Ne su tak.
Dunga ma pang ne su tak pa. Dunga ma pang ne su tak pa, nyumon ma pang ne su tak pa la su pa yere. Ne da je. Ne da je.
Rinpoche will explain tomorrow a song by Gyalwa Gyotsangpa, which is called The Eight Kinds of Purification Within Its State.
Dunga Mapang Neda.
Kegyapa?
Jini.
Yeah.